Your dog ate my sausage. My sausage! My sausage!
Alice turned around in surprise, seeing the shouting man, his face screwed up in annoyance, ruddy cheeks pumping in and out. He was filthy, bedraggled, his wild auburn hair almost standing on end, his bushy beard touching the top of a torn tunic. She stayed where she was, one eye on him, one on Puddle, who had run back to her, gulping down the hot sausage with a guilty look. He dropped his head, quickly disappearing beneath the wet hem of her black cloak.
"I'm so sorry," Alice said. "He can't have had enough breakfast."
She shrugged, attempting a smile. It was still early, and Puddle had only just eaten a plate of scraps, though no meal was ever enough to fill the energetic ball of fluff, and he'd taken off looking for more as soon as the cottage door had opened.
"Sorry!"
The man's scowl deepened as he stomped towards her, hands on hips. She was a pretty woman, he saw as he got closer. A pretty woman with a bad-mannered dog.
"Do you let your dog eat everyone's food? Have you no control over it at all?"
He looked cold, Alice thought, noticing a blue tinge to his hairy lips. The snow in the square was fresh, not all of it cleared, and he shook and shivered as he stopped before her, tapping a boot.
"Sorry doesn't buy me another sausage."
Alice was surprised by his venom, or perhaps madness. Maybe he was a beggar, and Puddle had taken away his only meal in days. He certainly looked hungry. He wasn't wearing a cloak, and his clothes didn't appear to have been washed or repaired in some time. The square was heaving with people, a few of whom were now turning her way, wanting to know what all the noise was about. Alice felt her cheeks warming, glared at by the big shouting man, peered at by slusfallers going about their business. She hurried a hand beneath her cloak, finding her purse, though a quick ferret around revealed no coins, nothing bar a ring, an arm ring, and one of Edith's roots.
"I have nothing, I'm afraid. Nothing on me."
Alice lifted her hands, holding them open. Her face burned as she offered a crooked smile, but now the man's scowl turned into a snarl.
"I was attacked," he grumbled, "in the forest, by a band of men, warriors. They were armed, attacked me, took everything I had, took my coins, my weapons, my cloak, he stammered. "But not my boots."
And now he straightened up with a hint of pride, a glint of a smile in his hazel eyes.
"You see, I always keep a coin in my boots, just the one. And when I arrived here, I knew that coin would buy me something hot to fill my empty belly."
He looked down as Puddle popped his furry brown head out from under Alice's cloak.
"And your dog ate it. Ate it!"
Alice didn't know how to extract herself from the conversation. The man looked ready to throttle her. She hadn't worn her sword since they'd arrived in Slusfall, though her right hand hovered where her hilt should have been.
"I..."
Turning her head, she searched for a familiar face. It was a bitterly cold morning, gloomy and grey, and those who weren't staring were trudging through the snow, heads bent against the wind, trying to find the energy for another day.
"I'll find you a coin, I promise. I just don't have any with me. Who are you? I will come and find you. Don't worry, you'll have your sausage."
The man's mouth opened wide. He looked ready to sneeze or scream, and then he was flying through the air, landing face down in the snow with a grunt of surprise, Burger Ivan on his back. Alice looked on in horror. Burger rolled the man over, and with a whooping shout, he kissed his forehead.
"Helgi!"
Solveig, who had been walking with Burger, turned to Alice with raised eyebrows, a puzzled look on her face. Helgi spluttered, scooping snow out of his mouth, and though he felt slightly dazed from both hunger and the bang on his head, he almost smiled.